Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. A market obsessed with the newest and fastest. Can it make room for a bread that asks you to eat slowly and to trust it over time? I handle marketing for a bakery in Taipei, and the bread I am working with runs against every current trend. It ferments for 18 hours. It's made for someone who will eat it for 10 years, not someone who queues once, takes a photo, and moves on. But I ran into a wall fairly quickly. Taiwan has a food trend culture. Egg tarts, shokupan, something new every year or two. Things arrive fast and disappear just as fast. The playbook of limited time urgency, long queues, fear of missing out. None of that translates to a bread built around health and long-term trust. Shiga's book gave me a foothold. He argues that small independent bakeries can't win a price war against large manufacturers, so they shouldn't try. Instead, they should make what large manufacturers cannot. He prices a single loaf at 1,000 yen, with some reaching 3,000 or 4,000, and he operates entirely in the space of the non-ordinary. Fast-moving consumer goods work on the fear of missing out. The non-ordinary works on something else entirely, the fact that nothing else can replace it. So the insight I came away with is actually quite simple. Marketing a health-oriented food is not about turning it into a fast-moving consumer good. It's about having the patience to speak to the people who are willing to eat it for 10 years. This bakery has been open for 11 years. It was never swept up by any wave of trends, and it was never carried forward by one either. Perhaps the real measure of whether a market has matured is whether it can sustain something that refuses to chase the trend and lets it survive.